Chiaki.
And my name is Mihoko. On March 11th, a terrible disaster occurred in Japan. This news surprised all over the world. Today, we're going to interview my sister's husband,
a student of Ube University, about this earthquake.
My sister's husband works in the U.S. Army, and he works for the victims of the earthquake under Operation Tomoe.
And a student of Ube University is American. He interested in Japan, so he's closely related with this Japan situation.
So at first, we're going to interview Mihoko's sister's husband. Question 1. Why did you come to Japan?
Well, I came to Japan a few times because I'm military. I joined the military in 2001, and I joined the military so that I could travel. And I got an opportunity to be stationed at Camp Zama, Japan. So I took the opportunity, and that's why I am here now.
Question number 2. Where were you when the earthquake happened?
When the earthquake happened, I was on Camp Zama, Japan at my work building. It's building 715. And I was sitting at my desk doing everyday operations.
Question 3. What did you do at the time?
Well, at the time of the earthquake, to me it was just like another earthquake. I got used to them, so I ignored many of the earthquakes, and I ignored this one. But it kept shaking, and it kept getting harder and harder, so I couldn't ignore it anymore. And so books started to fall off my shelf onto my computer desk, so I ran over to the doorway entrance of my office, and I yelled down the hallway to my soldier to do the same. And then once the shaking stopped, we all ran outside and kind of waited out there to see what was going on, what would happen.
Question number 4. What did you think when you heard this news at first?
Well, at first, I mean, I felt the news, so I felt the earthquake, and I knew it seemed the worst one I had ever been in, so I knew it was pretty bad. The phones went out, so I was kind of worried about people that I know, my wife and my daughter and my wife's sister, and so I was worried about them, and also I knew that it was going to be in the news, so I was kind of worried about getting in contact with my mom, because I know she worries about me, and the news makes things out to be pretty bad. But when I actually seen it on the news, I saw how terrible it was. It was a very huge disaster.
Today I will interview two of my students. His name is Christian. Hi.
Hello.
Question number 1. Why did you come to Japan?
I came to Japan to study Japanese.
Yeah.
Also to experience the culture and what it's like to live in Japan. This is my first time actually studying abroad or leaving my home country.
Question number 2. Where were you when the earthquake happened?
I was in America.
America?
My plans were to leave on the 15th of March, so it was a couple days after the earthquake, but I don't believe the airport was opened up yet, so I had to reschedule my flight.
Okay. Question number 3, what did you do at the time?
During the time of the earthquake,
yeah.
Probably the next 2 weeks, I was constantly searching on the internet and watching the news stations to see what the situation was going on with the nuclear power plant and the aftermath of the tsunami and everything.
Question number 4. What did you think when you happened this news at first?
I was dumbfounded. It didn't feel like it was real. It's like, no way, this can't be happening right now.
Yeah.
But as more and more information came in, the reality kind of settled in. I was in disbelief at first, and then afterwards I was like horrified.
Conclusion: this earthquake is very shocking things.
But we must not get depressed. Let's think positively.
A person all over the world is an ally for us.